when you look back at it today, Oisin, they won the Leinster Championship, they won the O'Byrne Cup, and they won the All-Ireland. And I think they've won three of the last six under-21 All-Irelands as well. And so it's a big worry for the rest of the country in that way. But yeah, deserving victors. They should have won the game by a lot more. Maybe allowed Kerry to stay in the match. But conditions had a big bearing on it. It was very, very hard. Slippy, very slippy on top.
And what was also impressive was the way that they changed their system this year compared to last year, and particularly after getting beat by Donegal.
Yeah, well, if we go back to look at last year, and when you think at half-time, Donegal were only were a point up at half-time, and the warning signs were there from Dublin. And I thought from the players' point of view and Jim Gavin, they should have sat down in the dressing room at half-time and sorted it out, which would be the right thing to do, but they didn't do it. They kept seemed to think to come out the second half and push up. Definitely a difference this year. Keane O'Sullivan, who actually played a cornerback in the team that won the All-Ireland 2011, I'm coming in a centre-half, he sat. Rory O'Carroll made a big difference at full-back, and he sat, and they allowed the other players to push on, and they got their tactics exactly right this year. And I think that they showed it when they were 4 points down against Mayo, that bottle that we didn't see in this Dublin team before. And that was the day probably after that, when the game turned on that James McCarthy point that day, and then they went on, and look, they showed something, a lot of grit and determination. In their defence, yes, he was brilliant.
They've now won three All-Irelands out of the last 5 years. It's been a while since we've seen a team do back-to-backs. Can Dublin be that side now to win Sam Maguire back-to-back?
Well, probably we look at Donegal trying to do it and with injuries and everything else when you don't have a squad of players and that tiredness set in, suppose celebrations and everything else. That's understandable. Kerry this year, same thing, and they end up injuries caught up with them as well, and they would have a stronger squad of players, Donegal, but suppose the team in the best position to do it is Dublin, with the squad of players they have, with the age of the team. The team is a young team, other than Cluxton, really. The team, Alan Brogan, is only coming off the bench. Other than that, the rest of the team is very young. Now, have they got a player, probably Savage, to replace? Is he good enough to replace Cluxton? If they can replace Cluxton, I feel they have a great chance, because he's important. He's a big cog to them. Important. So, yeah, they have the best chance playing it. They're going to have an easy enough run in Leinster. Next year, they will play the Munster champions, so probably Kerry and Dublin will meet in All-Ireland semi-final next year. Yeah, I still think that a good position, but it's very, very hard to retain it. And no manager since Billy Morgan has retained it.